Psalms of David, chapter number 2. My message this morning is, why does the earth, the heathen, rage? As a child of God, why do they rage against you? David has some answers. He asked this question. You know, this new international version I'm reading says, why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain? Why? Because every conspiracy against you shall be in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. When they rage against you, it shall be, they will not be able to carry out their enterprise in the mighty name of Jesus. So David was asking. So the kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. Can you imagine that? The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make nations for your inheritance and ends of the earth your possession. Say amen. Amen. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, and he will be hungry. Or he will be hungry, and your way will lead to your destruction. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It is well with you. Amen. That passage we read asks, why do the heathen rage? And it's just like saying, why is the earth conspiring against me? Why are people around me, my enemies, why are they conspiring? Why are they raging against me? Now, I will give you some reasons why. Our Bible text is Psalm 2, verses 1 to 8. We have read it before, and I don't want to repeat it. They rage because they want to hinder your destiny. Yes, they have seen your destiny. Yoruba ko ni woni awon asaju ogorogo, somebody like that. They have seen your destiny even before you yourself realize it. And then they rage against it. You know, and then number 2b, they rage because they want to create fear so that destiny, you will not achieve it. Yeah. They can create fear in you. You are planning something. Immediately they bring the price of what you are planning, you just grow cold. Ah, where will I get that money from? And it's a disease many of us suffer from. You have a project in your hand. Instead of going to God and saying, Lord, this is your project. And that's what I've always done in my life. I don't think I've ever done anything the way I want. I've never done anything. I say, oh, now I have this $500,000. This is what I'm going to use it for. No. The project will just come and I will have nothing. But I will go to God. Say, God, this is your project. And I've never, God has never gone back. God will never turn back against you in the mighty name of Jesus. The heaven raged because they want to create fear in you. Number 3, they rage because they think they can succeed against you to achieve the purpose of their master. Who is their master? Satan. They raged. And what is the purpose of Satan on earth? You find that one in John 10:10. I said SKD. Satan has come to do what? To steal, to kill, and to what? To destroy. That's why. They want to achieve the purpose of their master in your life. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So they rage because they think they can harass you. They rage because they think they can take your destiny away. They rage because they think they can take your destiny, your blessing from you and cast you into perpetual poverty. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. My prayer this morning is that our head will never refuse blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. If God has brought you, I always tell you, if God has brought you to this land, it's for a purpose. When we first arrived around 2004-2005, I watched should we call it a movie? Yes, by this Bamiloye. What's the name of that group? Huh? Mount Zion something. Yeah, Mount Zion. Every child of God that God has taken away from where you are born into a foreign country, God has taken you there for a purpose. But how many of us get there and achieve our purpose? That's the question. When we get there, we forget God. We start pursuing dollars. That's the problem we have. And God who has brought you more knows that you need dollars. And at appropriate time, he will do what? He will make it for you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I know of a man. You know, he said, he came and he was employed with three children, the lowliest job that he can do, just to put that family together. And part of the job is that he has to go to church, he has to go to work on Sunday. But he arranged that he made the work to be afternoon duty. He said, but whenever he returns from church on Sunday, take lunch, he's usually very tired, but he has to go to work. So in the process of driving to work, he's always feeling sleepy or staring. Then he'll be praying, God, when will you make it possible for me that on Sunday after service, I just rest my head on pillow? God, when will you do it? God eventually did it. And as he was conversing with me, he said, the salary that a son received, his last son, not the first and the second, those ones are, you know. He said, but when his last son eventually left college, he said the salary the boy received in a month was what he received entirely for the first 2 years that he came into America. The salary that the boy received in 1 month. Why are we rushing? Why are we killing ourselves? We have to do the will of God here on earth. And wherever God has put you, and you leave the rest for God, and it shall be well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What's another big reason why the heathen rage? Because they think that you do not know the God that you are serving. They look at you, they assess you, say, this one, this is not a serious question. And then they rage against you. And once you see their rage, you too, you are down. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Abraham, for example, knew the God he was serving. So when God told him to arise and sacrifice his only son, Isaac, he was ready to do it. He was ready to do it. I've always asked myself that question. Daddy, if God asks you today to do it, will you do it? And I still find it difficult to say yes. You know, and I hid under a man of God, a powerful man of God that was pushing one day. I said, thank God I am not Abraham, because I won't do it. I said, thank God I am not Abraham. But because Abraham knows the God he was serving, he was ready to do it. You know the God you are serving, and you go to God in humility, and you tell him what you want, how you want your life to be, you know, to go. God will agree with you. Remember, he said, the destiny I think towards you is what? Thought of peace, not of what? Not of evil. Praise the Lord. Why do they rage? They rage because they think there's no power in you. They rage because they don't know that you have in your possession the weapon of warfare. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 4. Technical, can you please help me? 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 4. I didn't have the passage here. 2 Corinthians 10. Yeah. Verses 3 and 4. Look, I think I'm there. Praise the Lord. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. That's how this version puts it. See? Hey. Praise the Lord. The word of God. There's this stand-up comedian in Nigeria, a lady, Helen Paul. At least, either you like it or not, one of the greatest achievements that lady has is that she holds the University of Lagos doctorate degree in theater arts. If you think it is a joke to have a doctorate degree, you ask people that have gone through it. Our brother is not here to tell us the story. But she said of her life how she grew up in poverty, not knowing her father, not knowing her mother, living with her great grandmother. And people will go to her and say, "Omo Alinye, you are a bastard. Oh, Niya, oh, Ni Baba." And she will cry to her great grandmother. And the great grandmother will be crying. They are telling the truth. And when they finish her O levels, she wanted to go to the university. That's when the mother now came into her life. And the mother now said, "You are not going to any college. You are going to start trading and make money." And the girl said, No. I must go to what? College." And she will wake up when there was no hope of where to get the school fees from. So money to buy jam was not there. But she will wake up in the morning and speak beautiful things into her life. Today she's a celebrity. You know? Charging up to 5 million naira, 10 million for her to appear for a 1 hour or 30 minutes comedy. Or if she's to do this MC, wedding MC. Why? She believes in the word of God that the great-grandmother always read and tell her about. And the word of God works wonders in her life. The work of the word of God must work wonders in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Ma'am, the question is, can the heathen succeed? So that I don't wait much of our time, supposed to be rounding up. Can the heathen succeed? They cannot. Let's look at John 10, 11. That John 10 that we read. John, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 11. So that you can know that they may rage, but they cannot succeed. Praise the Lord. They cannot succeed. Their level of success depends on you. If you say no, it is no. But many of us don't believe ourselves. We don't believe in the word of God. We're not serious about it. That's the question. That's the problem. We are not desperate. According to one of the GOs' message during the week in Open Heavens, we are not desperate. John 10, 11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep." Can you imagine that? God has already laid That is life for you. He has redeemed you. Then tell me, how can the heathen survive and, you know, succeed against you? How can they rage and their rage become a success? When you have been redeemed, when there's a power that is above all powers behind you. One songwriter says, many of us, we are looking for that magical Jesus. Ah, I need bread. Hey, God, provide bread. And bread comes on the table. So it's not like that. But if that Jesus is with you and is walking with you, you will fear no evil. Praise the Lord. Jehoshaphat, in Chronicles, I think the 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we all know the story. When those kings rose against him, he went to God and said, God, these are the people we should have destroyed when we are passing through to come to this promised land. You are the one who said we should not destroy them. The Moabites. You know, the Moabites are descendants of Lot. The Hammonites, you are descendants of Lot. Esau, the what's in their own name, something? Edomites, they were descendants of Esau. And God specifically instructed them, do not touch these people as we are going. Do not touch these people as we are going. Despite the fact that they did evil against them. I remember when they were passing through the land of the Amorites, you know, Moses sent message to them and said, look, we will pass by, we will buy our water. We will not touch anything. We will not even pass through your forest. We will pass through the highway so that you see us. They still said no. Yet, God did his miracle. And they passed through. And these are the people that now rose up against Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat just went to God and reported them. God, look at what these people are doing. And God said, just rise up, get the singers, and praise me. And they turn against themselves. And they kill themselves. Your enemies will turn against themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. They cannot succeed because you are a child of God. They cannot succeed if you know the God you are serving. They cannot succeed if you are not fearful and you are ready to praise him and you will defeat them in the mighty name of Jesus. They cannot succeed because you are a good soil. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. You are a good soil. They cannot succeed. Death will not take you away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Poverty will not take you away. Amen. Begin to thank God for what he has done for you. Reflect over what he has done. Thank him for the protection that you have enjoyed. Thank him for the power behind you that has made you to be a child of God. Magnify him because he's the Lord. The heathen just reach for nothing. They can't get you down. In the mighty name of Jesus. You must know who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You have been redeemed. You are a good soil. You have spirit of joy in you. Faith, not of fear. Therefore, the enemy cannot succeed. COVID-19 can never succeed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Against your family. No matter. Father, we bless you. We worship you for you are God. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for your word. Father, all your children here that have given their life to you, what is it that needs to be restored? In which areas of their life have they feared and their destiny have been cut short? Lord Almighty, there shall be restoration this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, perform your word, for these ones believe in you, Lord. We believe in your word. The summary of it is this. The thought you have towards us as your children is thought of peace, not of evil. So give us and to take us to that expected end. To make sure that our destinies are achieved on this earth. Father, we bless you for this and we appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.